This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Update for October 14th, 2021. Here are 12 or so stories we're following this morning. The first set of stories deals with inflation. Inflation is up 5.5%, 5.4% year over year. That's the highest amount of growth in inflation in a 10-year period. Second, which I think will be viewed as very good news by retirees, is due to the inflationary increase, Social Security benefits will also go up by almost 5.9% based on the tie to inflation. This will cause federal deficit problems, but will be good for retirees. Third, the Fed has announced that it's going to move along its pace to taper bond purchases. They're expected to announce either early November, the start of November, or the latest December. This should ultimately have some impact on Treasury yields, though. But fascinating enough, notwithstanding this comment, notwithstanding this discussion, and partially because the tapering at first will be so minimal, Treasury yields have fallen the last couple of days versus risen the last couple of days, which is fascinating given these announcements on inflation. Fourth, wages are up 4.6% year over year. Fifth, energy prices are rising at the highest level. Gas is at its highest price in 7 years. Finally, six, and everybody sees this, you know this, average price of a new car is up $4,900 year over year. This is actually fascinating. If you go to any car lot today, it reminds you of the 70s in that there are just troubles with production and manufacturing. There are just not enough cars on the lots, and you could see how if you're a car dealer, this is a debacle. So a fascinating thing to watch. Seventh, we're watching this. JP Morgan reported great profits this last quarter, but its revenues were only up 1%. The profit margins at banks are historically low. There's a great Wall Street Journal article on this morning. The increase in profits is really coming from taking money out of reserves that have been put into loan reserves. So they're just sort of not real new profits, but it is not recognizing losses they thought they were going to recognize, things being taken out of reserves from the pandemic and put back into on the balance sheet. Futures today point up. Both the S&P and the NASDAQ rose yesterday. The 10-year yield today is down to 1.53 or so, again, which is surprising given all the inflationary reads, but it sounds like the Treasury market is partially all taken into account some of this movement by the Fed and some of the expected early tapering. And so maybe yields won't really move that much until this tapering gets very, very real, or they start to raise interest rates themselves. 10th, AT&T fell to a 10-year low. It's moving away from some higher margin businesses back to its core cash flow business. It's getting out of the media businesses, but it's also getting rid of a lot of debt in doing so. Its stock has fallen to a 10-year low. BlackRock, the major asset management firm, it now has $9.5 trillion under management. Its third quarter profits jumped to 23%. Finally, Delta, the airlines, reported a $1.2 billion profit in the third quarter, just second profit in the pandemic, but they face serious headwinds. Of note, it's the first real profit without taking into account government assistance. So that's good news, but they do say there's lots of headwinds leading into this fourth quarter. The other thing that I think is worth noting is jobless claims were just announced. New jobless claims were at a pandemic low of 293,000, which again, this plus the inflationary readings is probably going to lead the Fed to move more quickly than otherwise expected. Thank you for listening to this issue of the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast.